Welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1999. This is Phil Wayne, and I need your help. At the end of the Market Scope, I'll have more information on how you can help make your next Market Scope one of the best. So get a pen and paper ready. Right now, we join Mark Marino in Florida for your March Market Scope.
Music.
That's our middle name. 1360
Music.
WFAI.
This past fall, I had the privilege of attending a very interesting convention in Panama City, Florida. I really enjoyed my stay there, and I was also able to record the material that will give us a complete review of the stations in Panama City. I'm surprised, as you will be, that there's only three AMs in the market, but there's a whole bunch of FMs. So let's get started with what we have for AM. The first station is on 590.
Good times are not forgotten, and neither is good music. We're the Breeze. Bobby Bear to sing, Long Way From Home, 500 Miles. Eddie Fisher's Tell Me Why, Connie Francis in that segment, and Who's Sorry Now? Well, good morning. If you're just joining us, Jack Davis setting in on this Monday. We're about 9 minutes left in the hour. More of your favorites on the way, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. In sports headlines, the San Diego Padres are going back to the National League Championship Series for the first time in 14 years. They beat Houston last night, 6-1. The Padres will go to Atlanta to face the Braves in the National League Championship Series, which starts Wednesday night. In the American League, Cleveland will be in New York to face the Yankees tomorrow in the American League Championship Series. And before you know it, the World Series will be here, yeah. Those series are about five games apiece also, so we'll find out how it happens, right? Dave Brubeck Quartet right here featuring the saxophone of Paul Desmond. This is Take Five.
AM Stereo 590, The Breeze, WDIC, Panama City.
It's time now for Paul Harvey, morning news and commentary on AM 590, The Breeze.
Old favorites don't fade away, they get played on The Breeze.
If sports is your thing, then just try 1290.
www.101sports.com, the $100 lounge parlay.
We've got balls, footballs, basketballs, baseballs. Sports Radio 1290 AM, WDLP, Panama City Beach.
One-on-one sports match.
The Padres and Indians post extra inning wins. Hello again, everyone. I'm Adam Crawford, and here's what's happening. The San Diego Padres took a one-game lead in the NLCS as they beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2.
1290's doing that one-on-one sports thing full-time. They're also, I believe, the home for Panama City of the Jacksonville Jaguars football team. Our next station, although it's not a sports station, sure does a lot of it. They carry the Atlanta Braves and the Florida Gators. In fact, their call sign, WLTG, I believe stands for We Love the Gators.
Seawind Medical Clinic.
G. Gordon Liddy, Rush Limbaugh, and then me, Michael Medved, on the conservative voice of Bay County, News Talk, AM 1430.
This is the conservative voice of Bay County, AM 1430, WLTG, Panama City. Around the world, around the clock, this is UPI News. Amid indications of a major Democratic defection, President Clinton urged House members to cast a vote of principle and conscience.
Rush Limbaugh.
People do not think that this country can fall. People do not think that this country can collapse. People don't think that the rule of law will actually vanish. They don't think it's possible this country could be taken over by political extremists. They don't sit around here when things are economically so good thinking that all of this could result in a devastation of some of the foundational building blocks that make this country what it is. The Rush Limbaugh Program at 11, only on AM 1430 News Talk Radio.
A very important announcement. The Lazy Boy Gallery in Dothan and Panama City will close Thursday to prepare for our Columbus Day sale.
If it's news in Bay County, Rex Ogburn will know about it. Start your day with the Rex Ogburn Morning Report at 6:30 and again at 7:30 a.m. each weekday, exclusively here on News Talk Radio, AM 1430.
The boys are back in town.
This is the only place to hear the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves baseball is brought to you locally by Marshall Volkswagen Honda, Albertson's Do-It-Yourself Pest Control, Sonny's Barbecue, Boyette and Casey Hardware, Lloyd Pontiac Cadillac GMC Trucks, Lazy Boy Gallery, Surplus and Salvage Discount Carpets, and What Sound. Atlanta Braves baseball, next on News Talk Radio.
Let's switch over to our FM side. Take a glimpse at the first of the two of the public stations in that market.
My. Leroy, how you doing? Get up off the couch now. Good evening, Port St. Joe. Got a sound to Barbara Jean. How you doing, Barbara Jean? Huh? And my Katrina. Good evening, Port St. Joe. Monday Night Blues with CC, where the Emerald Coast gets its blues. This is Ella Jane, yo.
Now listen.
This is Ella Jane.
You know, I want you to find out what's wrong and get it right.
Blues Southern Fun with CC, say hi to Knoxville. Egg on off Horse Base in Herbert Field and Dukesville.
Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies for not getting the call letters of that wonderful public radio station on tape and for forgetting them as well. Moving along, though, we have another fine station for you, one that carries parts of the Moody Broadcast Network.
This is USA News. 89.9 Joy FM, WJTF, Panama City. With God's word for today, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. God's word for today, here at listener-supported Joy FM 89.9.
She reached up to that mantelpiece of my life and cleaned it off and said, Jim, until you see me solely sufficient, you won't have it figured out.
I tried to think about what career you could have where you don't need to continually learn, and I can't think of one anymore.
Welcome to MBN Soundfile.
This is Vicki Barker. Join me at 5 every weekday morning for World Update from the BBC. We'll tell you what the rest of the world's been up to while America's been sleeping, with breaking news, probing analysis, and live reports from BBC correspondents around the globe. It's BBC News with an American accent. I hope you'll be listening.
Weekdays at 5 a.m. Eastern on 88.9 and 89.1 FM.
Stay tuned. World news from the BBC is coming up next. You're listening to 88.9, voted the best public radio station in the state for the second year in a row by the readers of Florida Living Magazine, WFSU-FM Tallahassee, and 89.1 FM WFSW Panama City.
This is The World Today from the BBC with Anna Korysinska and Oliver Scott, bringing you today's news from around the world.
Today, will President
President Clinton faced the threat of formal impeachment proceedings.
President Milosevic vows defiance while a report on Kosovo by the United Nations is criticized as weak.
Let's move over to the commercial man and Panama City's first country station on the dial at 92.5.
Weekend, a little rain for Monday. Rather have it that way than reversed. Okay, it's 6:11 once again. Leanne Womack and her latest on the way right now as part of WPAP's Pure Country Pledge. It's time for Dr. James Dobson with Focus on the Family.
Peter Brimlow, writing in a recent issue of Forbes magazine, described the terrible curse of maternal and infant mortality.
AM South Bank, checking free with one direct deposit per month. Member FDIC.
Norman Missy.
Today's country favorites, 92.5 WPAP, 618, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, 74 in Panama City, highs in the low to mid-80s, and about a 40% chance of showers coming down. Hopefully we'll get this out of the way during the week, so we have good weather by the weekend. You see people like this lady live in concert, Leanne Womack's latest, A Little Past Little Rock, on 92.5 WPAP. Today's country favorites, 92.5 WPAP. Norman Missy with the PAP Morning Show. It's 6:22, 22 after 6 o'clock, 74 with highs in the mid to upper 80s. About a 40% chance of rain today. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Norm.
How are you doing today?
I am just so happy to be here.
Good for you. You had a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. How about you?
I had a good weekend. I went to the Bonifay Rodeo.
How was it?
It was great, and it was that much more fun because I got to see James Howard at his first rodeo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did he do?
Oh, he seemed to be okay. He was a little taken aback, I think, at first. He had his first boiled peanut.
Oh, really?
It was quite exciting to be there for it, really.
Did he ride a horse?
I didn't see James on a horse.
On a cow?
I didn't see James actually climb aboard any livestock. It was funny. I was there with Betty, who works for the radio station, and her daughter and my wife, and we had grabbed a hay bale, so I did get to see him sit on a hay bale.
Oh.
Which is a nice bench, you know. It's better than a cooler. It's got some cushion there.
And what about you?
Oh, me? I did ride a horse. A gentleman came up and said, hey, you want to ride? And so I said, sure.
Wow.
And, you know, I know my limitations. It was a nice, calm horse. I followed another guy on a horse, and, you know.
That wasn't the first time you've been on a horse.
No. I've been on horses before. Whenever I go to the Bonifay Rodeo, if someone's kind enough to let me get on their horse, I do.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It's like a step up from the pony rides where someone leads you around, you know.
Yeah, big step.
Yeah, well, they know enough to give me a very calm animal. And but everybody, you know, that's a great time. You've lived here forever, so I know you know that.
Yeah, but I haven't been in a few years, but we always enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just so neat because the whole town's so into it. I mean, there's just horses everywhere. You think, you know, before you've been, at least I did, that you see the horses inside the rodeo arena. No. They're up and down all over the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everywhere. So it was neat, and it was neat to look at James, you know, from upstate New York going, whoa.
Boiled peanuts. Well, upstate's peanuts, country, huh? You know.
It is, exactly. But it was just his
no
first
boiled peanuts up
southern
there,
rodeo. No boiled
peanuts. Yeah, no
peanuts,
boiled peanuts.
You know, that kind of thing. So that was neat. And Missy's still home.
Oh,
she missed
I
the
know.
Rodeo. And she missed it. And that was, she got to ride a horse last year and had a good time. So I know she was very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, but, you know, when you can't talk and the horse takes off, you need your voice.
That's exactly.
Bands come and go. But classic rock is always in style. Keep it locked in on Classic Rock 93.5. The best rock and roll ever made is on WEBZ, Port St. Joe's, Panama City. Classic Rock 93.5. Classic Rock 93.5. Your favorite classic rock and roll from perhaps not your favorite band from Boston. They come from a rock and roll kind of beantown city, do the Cars, of course, Aerosmith, and Boston, perhaps better known for being from beantown, but nonetheless, they had a few hits of their own, didn't they? And I gotta believe, man, the Cars released their box set now, and it's been a lot of years since they were together. I would think that we're going to see the Cars doing a reunion tour here any time now. Eddie Money and Beatles are coming up, not any time, but shortly. Keeping you alive from 9 to 5 with Panama City's best classic rock. We are the all-new Classic Rock 93.5.
You ever take a dip into the Gulf of Mexico, you'll know why Floridians in the Panhandle like their beach, and they also like their oldies station with that slogan.
Oldies Radio, Beach 94.5.
His name is Jimmy Soul. What a philosophy, huh? That's Michelle's email request. I am Mike Preston. This is the All Request and Dedication Show. That's all I'm playing. 1-800-833-9211. Email address, MikePreston@DJ.net. Either one will work for you.
Long ago, mankind was introduced to cable television.
It was surreal, says the mayor of Riverside, California. Mayor Ron Loveridge and two city council members were held hostage at gunpoint this morning. I'm Joan Bennett, ABC News.
This rock and roll hot wax weekend, Oldies Radio salutes the world's greatest group, the Beatles.
We were four guys that I met Paul and said, do you want to join me band? Yeah. And then George joined. And then Ringo joined. We were just a band who made it very, very big, that's all.
It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah.
Here are the Beatles.
Love, love me do.
John came up with this. Beatles.
All weekend, the legend, the music, the Beatles.
We love you, Beatles. Oh, yes, we do.
Don't miss a minute of a Beatles rock and roll hot wax weekend.
Beatles, rock and roll.
Beach 94.5.
Go ahead and listen as long as you like, Youngstown. We'll keep playing the greatest oldies on Oldies Radio, Beach 94.5.
Thanks, Mark. We'll see you in May for part two. Now, DXers, keep in mind that I need market scopes for July, August, and September. Now, here's where I need your help for next month. Next month, it's a look at the best and the worst in your market. You make the selection and tell us why. Is it the sound quality, presentation, format? Or maybe it's because the station offers nothing more than a jukebox can offer. Record the stations with the best station on side one and the worst station on side two and send them to me with a short explanation. If you want, you can even be anonymous. My address is Phil Wayne, 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Remember, I need your tapes real soon, by about March 10th. So don't just be a listener, be a real part of the Market Scope. Show other members that you're really a part of the club. Send your tapes today for the Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne. See you in April for the anniversary issue. Now here's Fred with comments and musings to the members.
Hey, Fred and NDX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson of Dunbar, West Virginia. And I'd like to ask a couple of questions, Fred. Number one, it might be for Jerry Starr, but whoever can answer it, I don't really care. When WLIB goes full-time on their night pattern, what areas are they going to cover? Will WOWO still cover a large area that they used to cover, or will they be reduced significantly? And basically, I guess, I want to know if LIB will cover West Virginia. And if you have an answer to that, I sure would appreciate it. Also, 1240 in Charleston is off the air again, WVSR. Is off the air. I don't know whether they're having technical difficulty. They were carrying the Wisdom Radio Network. That's all from here now. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Paul Smith down in Bradenton, Florida, here where the weather today is going to be about 70 degrees. And I'm reporting on 1190, the WLIB, WOWO situation. Last night on Wednesday from about 9 until 10 o'clock, we were hearing the Indiana basketball game on WOWO. And it was coming in very good here. A little later in the evening, probably around 11 o'clock, WOWO was pretty much gone, and I got mostly a lot of garbage on most frequencies, but we did hear some Caribbean-sounding music. And then later on in the evening, or early in the next morning, we heard KLUV playing 50s and early 60s rock oldies. So that's the report here on 1190 from Bradenton, Florida. Have a nice day.
And those are our only two calls on this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service Musings to the Members. There's been a lot of discussion in our internet email reflector about the WOWO and WLIB situation, and basically it boils down to a whole lot of nothing. Unless you're on a line directly from Fort Wayne to New York City, in which case you do notice a little bit of attenuation at nighttime when they switch to that a 9,900-watt pattern, which has a null toward New York City. At least here in Lima, Ohio, I do notice that they do drop down a lot on the car radio and on a portable. If I have my loop antenna, though, it doesn't seem to be offering too much. Many people around the United States are reporting hearing WLIB in the background. But so far, WOWO still commands the airwaves at 1190. And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to tell us, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day to DX Audio Service members. This article appeared in Associated Press News Service from New York City. Four disc jockeys operating an unlicensed low-watt radio station do not have to reveal their identities in a lawsuit against the Federal Communications Commission. The four disc jockeys broadcast on Steal This Radio, a 20-watt FM station operating out of Manhattan's Lower East Side. The station, which debuted in 1995, broadcasts daily from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and includes a feminist show, storytelling, poetry, and music. The Federal Communications Commission unplugged it last April and threatened to seize its equipment because it was unlicensed. But the station sued the Federal Communications Commission and went back on the air, claiming it had First Amendment right to speak via the airwaves without a license. While their case is being heard, a judge is keeping the disc jockeys' real names in a sealed envelope so that they can't be prosecuted for operating the station. Under a ruling by U.S. District Judge Michael Mulcasey, the plaintiffs will only be known by their on-air names, DJ Thomas Payne, DJ Sharon, DJ Carlos Rising, and DJ ESE, in their case against the Federal Communications Commission. To deny them permission to proceed by pseudonym would either expose plaintiffs to further penalties and prosecution or discourage them from pursuing their constitutional challenge, Mulcasey wrote in his ruling this week. Their attorney, Robert Perry, said such motions have been granted before. This kind of motion is frequently made when you have plaintiffs who are challenging conduct which they believe is protected, but which is illegal under the laws that they are challenging, Perry said. The United States Attorney's Office declined to comment. It had argued that the real names of the plaintiffs should be known because they are seeking to vindicate their own interests, and that since the group is suing the Federal Communications Commission, it should be forced to stand behind the charges. Getting a new radio station license in Manhattan is nearly impossible because the Federal Communications Commission has given away most available frequencies. Since 1978, the Federal Communications Commission has refused to grant licenses to stations that broadcast under 100 watts. Operating at that level would cost at least $50,000, according to the lawsuit. Last week, the Federal Communications Commission offered proposals to create thousands of new, licensed low-tech FM radio stations from 1 watt to 1,000 watts for as low as $2,500. Pirates who refuse to follow FCC orders and shut down their illegal stations could have a tough time getting the license if and when the proposals are adopted. Recently on a Washington, D.C. FM radio station, WAMU, our FCC commissioner happened to speak about the issues of radio. I'd like to bring that to you right now in a edited form. The entire piece was approximately 50 minutes. And I'll just bring you the topics dealing with radio broadcasting.
You mentioned the Telecommunications Act of 1996 and the limits that that act placed or expanded on radio and television ownership. Let's talk about radio for a second, because the regulations are different regarding radio and television. What are the regulations regarding radio ownership?
Well, in the radio area, the Congress significantly deregulated the ownership restrictions. There was a time in this country when, at least at the local level, you couldn't own that many radio stations. The limit was 2 AM and 2 FM stations, and that expanded over time. Well, in 1996, Congress dramatically relaxed those limits, and now you can own as many radio stations nationwide as you can afford. And we're seeing companies today come to the FCC proposing to buy 500, 600, 700 radio stations across the country. And at the local level, Congress also relaxed those rules so that in the major markets, a single company can own up to 8 radio stations. And so that has dramatically transformed the economics of radio in many markets. And this concerns me. I'm concerned because I think that there is a danger when too many licenses are concentrated in too few hands. So I'm working to do all I can to create more opportunity for people to get into the radio business, particularly small businesses, minority businesses, churches, community groups, organizations that I fear are going to be shut out of this business with this consolidation and deregulation.
If there is nothing you can do about the regulations as they, or about the law as it currently exists in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, it seems that you are proposing an alternative, if you will, in the form of micro radio stations. Is that what you refer to when you talk about churches and other organizations being able to get into the broadcasting industry?
That's exactly right. You know, as I've traveled around the country in this job, I talked to many people who feel shut out of the radio business, who don't feel that they have a voice. And so we're working to create a new class of radio stations, lower power stations that we can fit into the existing radio band, the existing FM band, to create new opportunities for people who want to use radio to speak to their communities.
William Kennard is chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. What effect has this consolidation in radio had on those minority broadcasters already in the business and those trying to get in the business, not only minority broadcasters, but those who don't have the kind of money that some of these conglomerates have?
Well, what we're seeing is that it's a lot harder to get into the radio business as a new entrepreneur or as a small company. We recently looked at the marketplace and found that there are 1,000 fewer radio owners today than there were in 1996. Now, that means that the bigger companies are getting bigger and the smaller folks are getting squeezed out. And that includes many minority companies. So we are working very hard with the established industry. We're trying to create a micro radio service. And we're working with the big group owners to find ways that we can create incentives for them to reach back and give a helping hand to new entrants and particularly minority companies who really deserve an opportunity to participate in this marketplace, because I firmly believe that we are stronger as a country when we have a richly diverse airwaves where lots of people have an opportunity to use the airwaves, it's a public resource, to use this public resource to speak to their communities.
And the firmness of that belief is clearly being tested right now, because apparently, as chair of the commission, William Kennard has said that in terms of consolidation, enough is enough. So that when we come to television and the Telecommunications Act of 1996 and the regulations emerging from that seem to indicate that no one owner can own television broadcasting that penetrates more than 35% of the country's homes, and you apparently believe that that is where the line should be drawn. There are some big broadcasters who do not share that belief. I know that over the December period, over the Christmas holidays, you had visits from Michael Eisner of Disney and others who are all, I think, attempting to persuade you to raise the bar a little bit on that. You seem to want to hold it. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this is not only a debate between the FCC and the broadcast industry. It's a debate within the broadcast industry. The major networks would love to get more flexibility to acquire more stations. Right now there is a national cap on ownership at 35% of the national audience. They would like to see that raised to 50% or more. the affiliates find that threatening. All the broadcast affiliates out there have opposed this move. It looks like this is an issue that's going to be hotly debated both at the FCC and in the Congress in the coming months.
When the law was passed in 1996, it called for a biennial review of the rules regulating ownership, and it would appear, according to an article I picked up, I guess in Nation magazine, that the National Association of Broadcasters doesn't want that biennial review to take place, according to a November 19th internal memo unearthed by the publication Electronic Media, that delay is the first stage of the NAB's plan. That biennial review is supposed to take place at the beginning of December. It has already been put off at least until sometime around now. When is it likely to take place, and why does the NAB not apparently want it to happen?
Well, I think the NAB would like to see more deregulation in this area. And I'm committed, though, that to putting this issue behind us. I think that one thing that we as regulators must do is to bring more certainty to the marketplace. And these rules have been basically in play for many years. Some of these rules have been uncertain for going back 5 or 6 years. And it's time for the FCC to bring this proceeding to a close. Now, we'll do that in a fair way. We're going to reach out to all segments of the industry. We want input from a broad cross-section of broadcasters and consumer groups and networks. Next week, in fact, we're going to hold some hearings, invite some folks in to give us their views on this issue. But fundamentally, we've got to make sure that broadcasting continues to promote our democratic values. And for many, many years in this country, there has been a policy, a principle that we've all adhered to, that more voices on the airwaves, more speakers, is better than fewer speakers. And that's an important principle that needs to be preserved as we move into the information age.
So that we can assume that what you're getting from the National Association of Broadcasters, what you're getting from Disney, and we can go on over all of the mergers that have taken place, is please don't limit us to 35% of penetration in the country. And we can assume that what you are saying at this point is, or what you seem to be thinking at this point, is that no, we're not going beyond 35%, and that in that review, what they are hoping is that you will expand that beyond 35%, but it doesn't look as if that's going to happen.
Well, I'm not prepared to tell you now what we're going to do, but I am prepared to tell you that I think that we have seen in the last 3 years an unprecedented, dramatic amount of consolidation in this industry. And I think it's time that before we do more deregulation, more relaxation, that we take a deep breath, take a look at this marketplace, and see whether consumers are going to be benefited or disadvantaged by further deregulation.
To what extent is there a great deal of pressure on you not to maintain the position that you're maintaining? From all the publications I read, you've been getting some lukewarm support from the administration, not a great deal of support coming out of the Democrats in Congress at this point, and a great lot of pressure coming at you from the NAB, from some of the bigger broadcasters, and from some members of Congress. How is it?
Well, it's like a lot of issues that we deal with. A lot of these issues are very controversial. There are a lot of passionate positions, but fundamentally, my job as an independent regulatory commission is to hear all sides and then work with my colleagues to come up with a decision that best serves the public interest.
Okay, let's go to the telephone and talk with those who have been waiting patiently so far. Let us start out in Nashville, Tennessee with Steve. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello, Mr. Chairman. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have been keeping an eye on the low-power FM movement. I'm blind and currently live in Nashville, Tennessee, and hope to start a radio station if everything goes through.
That's terrific.
And I love to see the support for it. It's amazing. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a movement that's long overdue, in my opinion. And this whole process, should it go through, to me, is just a very fine example of our government at work for the people, by the people. And I would just like to voice my support for the whole movement once again, and let you know and others know out there, there's a lot of us people out here that are in favor of this and hope it goes through, and we'll do our best to show our support.
Hey, Steve. Oh, Steve, were you finished?
Sir.
Were you finished?
No, I had one more question. In the rules process, when all comments are submitted, the thing I would put caution to the commissioners and those that the people that would be deciding the rules is that to keep in mind there are individuals that want to do this, small groups, small businesses, people with not a lot of money and resources to do that, and to keep in mind to keep it small, not blow it way up to where it's not going to be cost effective for an individual or small group or organization to start such a thing.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much for your question.
I thank you for your time, and have a good day.
You too. No prohibitive cost.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's great to hear your support for the concept of low-power FM. And I couldn't agree with you more. First, I think there is a tremendous outpouring of support out there from many different quarters, churches, state governments, communities, universities, colleges interested in this service. And it is our intention to try to bring new voices onto the airwaves, folks who are shut out because they can't afford to pay the huge price of buying radio stations today. So we will certainly be sensitive to your concerns about ensuring that the smaller companies and the nonprofit groups have a role in this new service.
Let's go to Mark in Zurich, Switzerland. Mark, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I need to preface my two questions first by giving full disclosure. I'm a former pirate FM operator in upstate New York in the 1980s, and I heard at the top of the hour Mr. Kennard talking about that he was against monopolies and so on. But in fact, if you look at the position of the FCC over the past several years, you'll see that the 777 rule is long gone. The fairness doctrine is long gone. And I'd like to know what Mr. Kennard is going to do to put the genie back in that bottle.
Well, one of the things that we can do, Mark, is create more opportunities for people to use the airwaves. The antidote to monopoly and concentration is more opportunities to compete. So I'm firmly committed to making sure that we maximize those opportunities to compete. Now, you mentioned that you were a former pirate. I'm glad to hear you say that you were a former pirate, because we at the FCC, as you know, don't tolerate people who broadcast illegally.
That's why Mark's calling from Zurich, right, Mark?
That's correct. I'm a former pirate because I no longer live in the United States.
Go ahead.
You're in exile, huh, Mark? I do hope, Mark, that if you're fully committed, as it sounds like you are, to freedom of expression and using the airwaves to create more opportunities for expression, that you'll support our efforts to create opportunity for people to use the airwaves in a legal way, not as a pirate, but by coming to the FCC and getting a license to use the airwaves consistent with the law. And I hope you'll work with me on that.
I have a follow-up.
Go ahead.
Why not put the 777 rule back in place? If you're so concerned about giving so many different points of view and opportunity on the airwaves.
Well, Mark, as I mentioned earlier, we were basically preempted by Congress on that. In the 1996 Act, Congress restructured all the ownership rules by statute, including the 7-7 rule, and so that, unfortunately, is out of our hands. But as you heard me say earlier, I too am concerned about the degree of consolidation on the airwaves, and I'm doing everything I can to bring more opportunity to the nation's airwaves.
A very interesting conversation on WAMU Radio in Washington, D.C. with William Kennard. And I'll leave you DX Audio Service members to ponder that, think about it, perhaps even call us on the action line, or maybe even write the Federal Communications Commission and tell them what you think.
Hello again, sports fans. Ken back here again. And in a 50-game NBA season, which will be played in 90 days, they will be starting out on Friday, February the 5th, and ending on Wednesday, May the 5th. Playoffs start 3 days later. Some teams will not play each other because that's the way the schedule is. I'm going to get to the NBA a little bit later here because I want to get an update from various sources, so I'll give you some news in other areas. Through USA Today, I've learned there is a National Pro Soccer League going on, which even NRDX News doesn't even know about. There are teams playing in St. Louis, Buffalo, Florida, Cleveland, Edmonton, Baltimore, Wichita, Montreal, Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Milwaukee, Detroit, Kansas City, so you might run into a broadcast as you go along. A sport which gets hardly any publicity at all, but is still out there, is a National Lacrosse League with teams in Baltimore, New York, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Syracuse, Toronto, and Rochester. And on the night of February the 20th, which happens to be a Saturday night, if you're doing nothing in the Rochester area, go out and see the first lacrosse all-star game being played out there. Should be something. Major League Soccer League also has a league going on now, just starting. The New Jersey New York Metro Stars, the New England Revolution, Los Angeles Galaxy, Columbus Crew, San Jose Clash, and the DC United. A few of the teams are starting out now. Before this next column reaches you, Major League Baseball will start the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. And although they will officially start on March the 2nd, all teams will get rolling on Friday, March the 4th, and will play through April the 4th before the regular season starts. And after that, coming up, Arena Football League will be coming up in the spring. And I also have news here of an Association of Volleyball Professionals will run a 99 tour. And you never know when you're going to run into a broadcast like that. Okay, one interesting note for some of you baseball fans. I've learned that slugger Pete Incaviglia, who set NCAA records at Oklahoma State, is Baseball America's Player of the Century. 1985, he set records of 48 home runs, 143 RBIs, 285 total bases, and a slugging percentage of 915. He also set an NCAA career record of 100 home runs at slugging percentage of 915. Drafted 1985 by Montreal, he will be playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks in 1999. Also, for auto racing fans, time does not permit everything, but USA Today printed a fantastic racing schedule for this year. NASCAR will be starting up with its Winston Cup Series. The NHRA, National Hot Rod Association, the IRL, IR Racing League, CART, and Formula One. And there's just too much to put on here, so just let you know that racing will be coming up on various stations across the country, and hope you can find the broadcast that can keep you going. To finish up here, I have the NBA list now. I've been to the bookstores. I can't find anything more current than this at the moment. So here we go, and enjoy your basketball games, wherever they may come from, your favorite team. Atlanta Hawks, 750 WSB with Steve Holman. Boston Celtics, 850 WEEI with Howard David and Cedric Maxwell. Charlotte Hornets, 1110 WBT with Bob Litt, Mike Jaminski, Gil McGregor. Chicago Bulls, English, 1000 WMVP ESPN Radio with Neil Funk, and I've heard Johnny Kerr on there, though Derek Dickey may join him later. Spanish, 560 WIND, Hector Molina. Cleveland Cavaliers, 1100 WTAM with Joe Tate. Dallas Mavericks, 570 KLIF, Matt Pinto, Brad Davis. Denver Nuggets, 950 KKFN, Jerry Schemmel. Detroit Pistons, also 950 WWJ, George Blaha, Larry Henry, and Vinny Johnson. Golden State Warriors, English, 680 KNBR, Tim Roy, Spanish, 1010 KIQI, Amory Pie Gonzalez. Houston Rockets, 740 KTRH, Gene Peterson, Jim Foley, Jim Kozumoff. Indiana Pacers, 1070 WIBC, Mark Boyle and Bob Leonard. Los Angeles Clippers, 1150 KXTA with Ralph Lawler. The Lakers on 570 KLAC with Chick Hearn and Stu Lance. Miami Heat, English, 610, WIOD, Ed Pinckney, among others. 830 in Spanish, WACC, Jose Pineda. Milwaukee Bucks, 620, WTMJ, with Ted Davis. Home games only with Dennis Krause. Minnesota Timberwolves, 1130, KFAN, announcers to be announced. New Jersey Nets, English, 710, WOR, Bob Papa and Michael Corrin. And Spanish, 1280, WADO, Alfredo Beja. New York Knickerbockers, 660, WFAN, Marv Albert, Dust Johnson, Walt Frazier. Orlando Magic, 580, WDBO, Dennis Newman, Jeff Turner. Philadelphia 76ers, 610, WIP, Tom McGinnis. Phoenix Suns in English, 620, KTAR, Al McCoy and Keith Erickson, Spanish, 1480, KPHX, Freddie Morales, Paul Echols. Portland Trailblazers, 1190, KEX, Mike Rice and ex-Chicago and Brian Wheeler. Sacramento Kings, 1140, KHTK, Gary Giroud. San Antonio Spurs, English, 1200, WOAI with Jay Howard. I enjoy his broadcasts. 1350, KCOR in Spanish with Paul Castro. Seattle Supersonics, 950, KJR, Kevin Calabro and Marcus Johnson. Toronto Raptors moved from 1010 to 590, CJCL, and I understood one of the announcers was ex-Chicago and Detroit, Chuck Swirsky. We'll see. Utah Jazz, 1320, KFNZ, Rod Hundley and Ron Boone. Vancouver Grizzlies, 980, CKNW, Don Poyer and Jay Triano. Washington Wizards, also 980, on the other side of the country, WTEM with Dave Johnson. Enjoy whatever team you like, and we'll see you again next month. Take it away, Fred.
Thanks, Ken, and that's just about it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to participate in the email news group on the Internet, just send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org, or you can visit our webpage at www.nrcdxas.org. It will give you all the details. That's it. That's all. There's no more. We'll see you in 30 days on the anniversary edition of the DX Audio Service. And, you know, we might even get a new host for that. 73, good DX. Get out there and support radio.
WLS.